Tonight on the Mac, to the future livecast, go! iOS and iPad OS 13.5 are now out with that COVID contact tracing app or setting or both that will help you keep track if you've been near anyone that has or recently admitted to being COVID positive. Eventually, we'll get into that. The latest version of Android has it too. If your Android phone can grab the latest version and get security updates. And some other stuff too. All of that tonight and more on the Mac to the Future Go livecast. And welcome one and all to the Mac to the Future livecast, the show that continues to show that even amateurs can do livecasting. yes we can. And I am joined, of course, this week by Mr. Dave Ginsburg. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
You need, yes, a haircut, you hippie.
Yes, I do. It's getting really bad. Been fun sequestered into my home, but still cranking out the podcasts and still doing all kinds of stuff for the Apple user group. So we just keep going and we keep having fun and keep learning about Apple products.
Yay! How about you, Warren?
Yo, Mac to the Future. Yeah, you fixed my tagline. That's good. Same. Working a couple hours a day with the old people. They're crazy people, man.
And the great thing is you have a constantly changing cast of people that you see.
After I sign the agreement, I'll tell you all the stories about this.
I really, really, really don't want you to do that. I seriously don't want to know.
I tried to put, evidently you can't put Zoom on a first generation iPad. I learned that today.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of
iOS 5. I don't think so.
Put on a first generation iPad.
iOS 5. I don't think so.
Can you put Zoom on this? And she hands it to me, and I'm like,
I don't even try. You can't put any app on that device. You can browse the web. Yeah. That's about it.
Not even well. So FaceTime wasn't working for her either. I don't know. So
the iPad is now what, 10 years old?
10 years.
Yeah, because I've still got, I think this is it right here. Is this the first one? May be my original.
Yeah, but that's not the first, I don't think.
That's got cellular on it.
It's thicker. The first generation was
this
really
was actually
thick.
The one. This was actually the one. She's got an old Logitech.
Yeah, wait, I don't think that's
this
the first one.
Logitech keyboard. Yeah. This is the one that I used to take to Macworld Expo.
Yeah, the first gen was about three times as thick as the current one.
Yeah, so, a lot thicker than that one.
It was really thick.
So they ended the OS support on that quick, that first gen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did have the first
one. At least iPad 2, it lasted a lot longer. So.
I think you can still buy it.
iPad 2? Yeah, you can find them.
New. They were selling those for a really long time. Yeah, years and years.
I'll buy it.
But yeah. Why would you want to buy it now? I think iOS 10 is last the way it was.
Oh, I'm not saying you want to buy it. I just said I think.
No, it might have been iOS 9. Yeah, it might be iOS 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
Hey, Guy and I are somewhat old people. Yeah, I'm actually going to be 60 this year. And, you know, here's the thing. So many people are so hung up on their age. Like, if they hit, like, whatever age it is that triggers them, and then they're like, oh, no, I can't tell you how old I am.
I turn 49 next week.
Yeah, you see, my father had
55 in November.
Had his 39th birthday every year for about 44 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it got to the point, my mother had these two big candles, a 3 and a 9. It went on for so long, she had to go out and replace those candles. And they were these big, thick candles. But that's not what we're here to talk about, is it? I don't know why I went down that route, because that's what
we could, but you would do it without me, but go ahead.
What? What?
Nothing. I said you guys could talk about it, but you would do it without me, but that's okay.
Well, going into quick takes.
Yes.
Google Podcasts are now CarPlay friendly. So if you are a subscriber in Google Podcasts for all of your podcasts, you can now put that right on your CarPlay. Like it really matters.
They just added support for iOS not too long ago when they updated the app.
Yeah. You know, unless you are offering some kind of exclusivity with the podcasts, I don't really. I mean, I know a lot of people use Downcast and Stitcher and Pocket Spotify Cast. And Pocket Cast, a bunch of different Overcast, applications.
Undercast, Overcast.
I've always just used Apple's
it looks good.
Podcast app.
Is that the Google one?
That's Google Podcast profile. Of course, the podcast is right up. So,
but I'm assuming it's because it's cross-platform now. You could use it on Androids, That's probably why they did it. So,
well, maybe. Oh, yeah. But is CarPlay cross-platform with CarPlay? Sorry, is Android cross?
Android Play.
No, you got Android Play.
Right. Well, with Android Play, you already had Google Podcasts.
Yeah, but they're playing nice now. They want to.
Okay. So I guess I should just be happy and shut up. That's how that works. Some Apple stores are beginning to reopen, mostly in the South and the West. I looked at the map of currently open Apple stores, and there are none around us, guys. There's none in Pennsylvania, there's none in Virginia, and there's none in Illinois. It's all out to the West and the South.
It's because all the Illinois stores are in malls for the most part, except for downtown.
Yeah, so. That might be it, because all our Apple stores are in a mall, too.
Well, I mean, you've got the Clarendon store here in Virginia is in a big open, what do you call those? Like a town center kind of thing?
Yeah.
As well as the one in Woodbridge, Virginia. Those are both like in town centers. They're not in malls. Big open. Well,
the big one in Chicago is...
I was saying with Michigan Avenue.
That's Westfields, isn't it? Isn't there one on Westfields Mall?
No, but their big one is the one on the river, and that's
Michigan Avenue.
Freestanding. Yeah,
it's a freestanding. Okay, then there's no rhyme or reason to it, and Apple needs to get off the stick. Google Fi now has eSIM available for iPhones. Why don't you take that one, Dave?
Yeah, when Google Fi originally came out, I had it on my Pixel 2 XL, and it had an eSIM port, and I was kind of excited about that. And then, of course, the 10S, 10S Max, and then moving up to the next models, offer eSIM support. So T-Mobile offered it, and it was kind of a new thing. But the reason why you'd want eSIM is for the fact that you want to have it electronically on your phone, no physical SIM at all. And if you happen to travel, which you know none of us are doing right now, you could get a regular physical SIM to put in your phone, so then you can have both lines working at once it becomes two phones in one.
Can you do that if you like travel over to Europe, use an eSIM in like through a carrier?
eSIM, I wouldn't recommend messing with that, because with my experience in Italy last year, and my eSIM got screwed up, and then I ended up not having a phone for the rest of the trip. I would recommend not. Leave the eSIM as your primary device, and then when you travel overseas, just use the regular SIM. Google Fi had done before they finally are not supporting iPhones is they gave you a physical SIM to get on their services. And then, of course, there were restrictions, like the messaging wouldn't work and all kinds of other stuff.
So you had a physical eSIM.
A physical SIM is what Google had at first for iPhones, and then now that's why I brought this up. Now they're finally offering the eSIM option for iPhone users.
So we're no longer being left out in the cold for eSIM.
Because you had Because I had a, I got it, it was free. They gave it, you gave it a SIM, and then I started reading the instructions. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Okay. Well, let's move on over to the main stories. This is breaking just today. iOS and iPadOS 13.5 has just come out, and the official downloaded version, as compared to developers and public betas and all the rest of that. And you can download them to any phone or tablet that supports it. Now, this is the thing that everyone is really either excited about or mad enough to spit, depending on where you live, what phone you have, and whether or not your country's government gives a rat's ass about privacy. So Apple and Google's version is the one that most security experts say is better at protecting your privacy at the expense of governments knowing who is infected or who they've been near lately. Best of all, you can turn it off if you want. Since this requires a large percentage of people to use it for it to have any kind of accuracy, we'll see if privacy versus government's belief in knowing what's best for you wins out in the long run. Now, we were talking about this just before we started the show, and as of yet, you can't turn it on. Now, weren't you able to turn it on in the beta?
The first beta, not the second one.
First beta, and then the rest of the way it was off.
Okay, so, but now it requires some kind of application to be installed as well.
It wasn't even on. The first beta had to switch, but it didn't do anything.
The switch went on, it didn't do anything.
Yeah, so you didn't turn it off. Nothing's been traced.
So it was a beta for a digital
switch. It was a placeholder showing you.
Okay. Make sure the switch worked.
Yeah. Yeah, you can turn it on and off. So you need an app. Yeah, it's not actually doing anything right now.
No, it isn't active yet. And I think they're highlighting it more so because they're concerned for privacy, because they're thinking that because this is turned on by the fact that it's going to have some privacy concerns. There was, I think during the betas, they were concerned that it was going to be turned on by default. And Frank just mentioned, it's since now going to be turned off by default. So you have to actually go and turn it on with that. So, but okay, right now, it's a non-issue. It's not not a big deal. The Face ID thing was probably the more more of an attention to that. Where the fact now, when you do Face ID and it senses, it'll automatically sense that you have a face mask on, and it'll go right to the passcode, and you just type in your passcode, so you don't have to keep.
It's actually a great thing. That's
it's awesome.
Okay, see, I was kind of wondering about, because I know that there was the trick of having half your face covered and half of it uncovered with the mask.
I tried it, it never works.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So all this basically does is say, oh, you have a mask on, you have to put in your physical password.
It's kind of doing what it should have done all along anyways, because if you have your mask on and you try to if you have a mask on and doesn't recognize you, you have to kind of wait or you have to wait for it to prompt for a password and time out, which is annoying. It's an extra 2-3 seconds. You have to just kind of sit there. So now it knows that you're wearing a mask, or it knows that something's covering your face, and it goes right to the password screen. So,
excuse me. I am so sorry.
Exactly. God bless you.
That's true.
Thank you. The last bit for this is group FaceTime calls now have an option to not switch to whoever is talking in the large window. So if you have a FaceTime call with like 9 people, what it was doing before, whoever was it kind of works this way with Zoom as well, I think. Whoever is speaking, their video comes up front and center on the screen, which is fine if you only have like a few people speaking. But if you become in a large group, it can become very confusing. So now what it basically does is it just keeps the same size tiles for everyone. And it just depends on the person that's watching the presentation to know who's talking by whose lips are moving, I guess, or gesturing or what have you.
It was a gimmick that Apple did.
Yeah, I mean the windows would be jumping around. I find it to be annoying. To be honest with you, with FaceTime, it's good news.
It wasn't a COVID sneeze. No.
It was a COVID sneeze. You got the COVIDs. He's got the COVIDs.
See, that's now an adjective.
COVID?
The COVIDs. It's like, yeah. I got the COVIDs from watching the Mac to the Future live cast on the Facebooks. That's how that works.
Okay, so YouTube.
The YouTubes. The AOLs. See, that's the internet, AOL.
So I guess the bottom line for the update, security fixes and a couple new features, but nothing big. Bug fixes, and it's just prepping for iOS 14 that's going to get announced, you know, in a couple weeks at the end of, actually about a month from now.
We'll probably be living with, I'm guessing we're going to be with 13 until early next year, whenever it is that they release the iPhone 12. I don't think they're going to release the iPhone 12 on time, like the September, October time frame.
Hard to say.
I don't see it happening.
But if Apple's developing iOS 14, they're gonna want to get it out there in the wild. That is easy to do.
Will they want to put out iOS 14 without a new phone to put it on? I mean, that's usually why. I know, but if the iPhone 12 isn't ready yet, and can't be released until January or February, say, just because they can't build enough of them in current conditions. Then I think they'll hold off on releasing iOS 14
until
the 12 comes out.
The developer conference is next month. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of bored developers.
They're going to want that gold master.
Why are we here?
Yeah.
What? This is what they do. I mean, that's why it's not. They would have canceled WWDC.
They go hand in hand, though. You know, iOS 14 helps to sell phones, but phones help get people to move to iOS 14.
Why are they having WWDC?
Yeah. Because they always do at this time. And it's virtual. I mean, we have no idea what they're going to do. We don't know.
They did the same thing. They announced the Nintendo operating systems.
Okay.
Every year.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be able to release the phone at the same time. It's possible the phone may not come out,
especially, you know, with the limitations, but. I tend to doubt it, but there's no way that iOS 14 will be out.
So you think they're going to release iOS 14 whether or not iPhone 12 is ready to go?
120%.
Yeah. 120%.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
We're both beta testers. We know.
I mean, iOS 14, 13 would have been done if COVID wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
13.4 was supposed to be the end of the roadmap for iOS. So they're already stretching it out.
Right. And it was supposed to be 13.4.5, and then because it got an API that had to be added, they had to move it to a full next version, 13.5.
This is just a COVID extension, more or less. It has nothing to do with iOS 14. It has to do with the world we live in. But iOS 14 is going to come out like normal. It will run on probably everything that iOS 13 runs on, and people will do it, and you know that's going to be it. They're not going to turn that.
All right. Well, they're not going to change that.
Well, I mean, why can't developers still develop?
They can. There's no reason why they can't without iOS 14 coming out in September, October,
or the phone.
If it waits until whenever the phone comes out, iOS 14 doesn't have to come out before the phone. That's all I was saying.
It always does. The iOS, I'm so smart. The iOS comes out before the phone all the time. Anyhow,
it's a debate.
Yeah,
it's not a debate. It's not a guaranteed fact.
I'm right.
You're not right. Oh my gosh! It's a guaranteed fact that next month there will be iOS 14 coming out as a developer.
We're gonna talk about this tomorrow.
As a developer beta, sure.
I'm gonna bring this topic up with Chuck tomorrow. I guarantee you, he's gonna say the same thing. It's coming out no matter what.
Look, I can't help it if you guys are all wrong. That's not my problem.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, we can agree to disagree.
All right, no soup for you. According to the analysts with the mostest, Min-Ji Kuo, Apple may not include those free Lightning earpods with the iPhone 12. The report states that most people just use whatever comes with their phones. However, I have a drawer full of unused ones that say different.
So do I.
We all do.
I think this is probably just a cost-saving measure for Apple because most people are going wireless.
I was wallpapering my walls I was wallpapering my walls with the earpods cases that I would get.
Well, as long as they keep putting out the Apple stickers, that's all I ask. Is anytime I buy a new Apple product, I want those Apple stickers.
I still have the 3.5 millimeter to lightning adapter on my keychain.
Oh yeah, I've got one of those around here.
So like
someplace
you actually got it on your keychain.
Yeah, there's a thing you can buy on Amazon where it kind of sticks in there.
I probably have one sitting in my drawer here.
It's kind of neat. Okay. But yeah, so they did that. They did the 3.5 millimeter. Then they went with the adapter, and then they went to lightning earphones.
Apple Pencil One adapter. I have that.
Yeah, I think
well, he said it. Do you think that that anyone will, or at least most people, will care whether or not
they get earbuds? That cares.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be complaints.
There'll be lots of people that'll bitch about it. But the question is, will most people? You know, since most people are, and you know, I mean, we don't know, but most people, I think, are probably using wireless earbuds or something other than the earbuds that comes with their phones. Because typically, I mean, they're not that great. So you get something that you think is a little bit better. And not even necessarily these things.
The complaint's going to be is they're not going to drop the price of the phone. And that's what people are going to complain
about. Of course they're not going to drop the price of the phone. They just released the iPhone SE with an absolute tippy-top price of $550. That's an incredible price.
No, but I'm saying if that SA did not come with the headphones, it would still be $550.
Yeah.
And people know that. Right. And people get upset about that. Because so we don't get the stupid, crappy headphones, but you're going to charge me the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already rumor of talking about new AirPods coming out and more, and probably AirPod headsets too. So it's probably maybe just it comes another with way the headsets. Yeah, well, I doubt it, but. But now give an excuse. No, hey, I guess I'm gonna have to buy these to go along with my iPhone. You know.
So. Well, I have always kind of wondered. I mean, because Apple builds everything to such scales that, why couldn't they include something like, or maybe even a cheaper version of the first generation of AirPods, with phones and tablets and everything else that's mobile related.
They like to sell them separately so they can make money off it.
What?
It's crazy.
That is. That's just crazy talk. Okay. Boy, this show is just cruising right along. Last story I've got for the evening. Apple TV reruns. Apple may be in talks with content producers to license some of their back catalogs of shows or movies to bolster their own original-only content. When comparing Apple TV's offerings to the likes of Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus, Apple's cupboards seem a little bare. So, do you both subscribe to Apple TV, or do you have it free because you've bought an Apple device?
Got it free.
Okay. When that runs out, and again, assuming that you don't buy something else that gives you another year of free Apple TV service.
If they offer that.
Yeah. Even if they even still offer it, then. Based on what is currently available through Apple TV, would you still be signing up for it? Would you still be paying that, what is it? I don't even know what it is now. $6.99 a month?
$5,
$4.99. It's $4.99 a month.
$4.99 a month. Would you still be paying for it?
Yeah. We're watching one particular show. My wife and I are watching one particular show that's going, as of right now, that we want to continue to watch. And for
which one is it?
It's Defending Jacob. It's with Chris
Helms? Helmsworth? No, Captain America. Chris Evans.
It's Captain America. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's fun. I mean,
yeah, I still haven't finished the morning show.
I mean, right? We're just, you know, we're invested in it now. So now, you know, if I didn't start the show, I it wouldn't, you know, maybe I not wouldn't you know, go for the $5 a month. But now, if my subscription expires, this is my answer. If my subscription expires,
so you can finish at least this show.
Right. If it's it expires and I'm not in the middle of some season that I want to finish, I probably wouldn't renew it unless there was something coming up. If there was something that I'm in the middle of, I'm gonna probably, you know, get it, you know, until I finish the season and then drop it. Unless there's other ways to wink wink get it. and then there's
get it.
Although I hear it's hard to get Apple TV shows, from what I've understand, I haven't tried it yet.
Pirate Bay is your friend. I don't even know that's Pirate still Bay, a thing. Is Pirate that Bay even still around?
Yes, it is.
God, I haven't looked at anything there in probably 15 years. I will
admit or deny that I've been on that website, but yes, it's still there.
There was, I think I can probably admit it now. It was a long, long time ago when that Watchmen movie came out, and Tim was still running the MyMac podcast, and we were supposed to talk about that movie, and it was still out in theaters, but I hadn't had an opportunity because, I mean, my kids were very small, and I just didn't have time to go see it. So I did like I downloaded it, and I watched it. And it was like 12 hours after I got a notification from Warner Brothers or whoever it was that had the movie that they knew I had downloaded. It was like, damn it. It's like, come on. I'm helping to promote the damn thing. You know, I'm talking about it on the MyMac podcast.
Yeah, they don't care. I got I got once or twice at those letters, and now they don't even bother.
It came from, for me, it was Comcast.
It was Verizon Fios for me, but they don't.
Yeah. Watchmen does not hold up.
VPN.
As a movie. You just, not that.
That's why I use VPN.
Okay.
Yeah, except mine expired, and I don't feel like paying for it again. And so I've been doing it without the VPN, and nobody's bothered me yet. So I think they're like, whatever.
Well, Frank says that they should bundle these services.
Yeah, everybody
I would agree.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I mean, why if not? They would bundle, and not just music and Apple TV, but News Plus and iCloud storage and Apple Arcade. I mean, just $20 a month. Give me all of that stuff.
Everything.
$20 a month, my 2 terabytes of storage that I'm hardly breaking a sweat on over in iCloud, and everything else that's right there. And oh my God, just watch all the Apple fanboys like me come jumping and rolling in, because that would be a hell of a deal. And it would certainly people watching probably the news service.
Well, I think the danger with bundling personally is when you start to do that, one service may become a wasteland, because at that point it's not a
true.
Well, some of them already are.
Yeah, but not as much. Well, so I mean, I could totally see if they start bundling something with Apple News, I could totally see them abandoning the project.
They're gonna get the content providers to bail. I mean, there's so enough as it is with News Plus that getting all those content providers on there, they start bundling. It's going to cut into the price, and then they're going to get less what Apple agreed to pay them. So
you would have to do it with the strong players. You would have to bundle iCloud, Apple Music, and what else is
Arcade?
Strong? Arcade, News Plus.
It's not that strong.
iCloud.
Honestly, I'm enjoying the hell out of Arcade. There's like 4 or 5 games that I'm playing on a regular basis from Arcade. And I keep seeing other ones that keep popping up, and I don't go and get them because I'm still playing the ones that I'm enjoying. There's one that I really like currently is called, I think it's called No Way Out. Where is it? Yeah, No Way Home. And then there's another one, Oceanhorn 2. That's been fun.
Do they have coronavirus?
Grindstone, where you're basically this warrior. Then you go into these caves and you have to kill all these small innocent looking creatures that sometimes turn really nasty. And so that's fun. You know, and I'm in, there's a pinball game with a wizard that I'm really liking. There's a bunch of games in arcade.
Hey.
That once I started playing.
Keeps you entertained.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Are they, you know, Left 4 Dead style or of, you know, that kind of quality? No. But they're still fun.
I downloaded Grand Theft Auto 5. It was free off Epic's website.
Was it?
Yeah, it might still be free, but you need the Epic launcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Boot Camp on my MacBook Pro, and I downloaded it. And
it's for PC.
It's PC. Never been out for Mac.
Yeah. Right. So I downloaded it, and it's first of all, it's 100 megabytes. So you know, my Boot Camp partition was only like 20 gig or something. I mean, 100 gigabyte.
It's 100 gigabytes?
It's 100 gigabyte.
Yeah, it's
so, oh my gosh.
So,
and that's not even counting all the add-ons.
As you said, 100 megabytes, what a big deal. 100 gigabytes? Holy.
It's 100 gigabytes, so I had to create a new partition and install it. So I installed it. It took about an hour to install it. And then, you know, I started playing, and it ran pretty good on my MacBook Pro, except I don't have a joystick and the keyboard. It was just annoying me, so I uninstalled it right away. But it was... I needed, you know, I just wanted to see it for the, to remember it, and I don't remember it, so. I think I thought it was the one where you drive around with a car, and I think that's Vice City.
And kill people.
Well, no, you drive around in the car in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Did you steal the cars and kill people?
Yeah.
Well, no, because the first...
There's like, God, there's the huge city, you know,
Okay. I couldn't get to that. San Andreas is a whole different one. It's GTA 5.
Okay, well, whatever the name of the city is. And then there's like a couple of smaller towns. And they're all like interconnected through either these like mountain roads that you go through or these like interstate highways. There's and there are like private servers out there where you've got real life people that are playing cops and real life people playing criminals. Yeah. I mean, you can watch some of the Let's Plays over on YouTube. There's a guy named Polecat. I think his name is, and he and some of his friends have a bunch of videos up that are just hysterical to watch. They've been doing that for like 4 or 5 years.
But I couldn't even get to the point where you drive around, because in the beginning, if I don't know if you remember, but in the beginning you're robbing a bank, and like you're not even in your car, you're robbing a bank, and you got to put
you
got to do that, and then the security guard has the security guard takes one of your guys hostage, and is like. It's like you got to switch characters, and it says push. And this is on my MacBook. Hold down the left Windows key or Alt key to switch characters. And I'm trying Command. I'm holding down. I'm trying Option. Everything I'm doing is just quitting the game. So yeah. I'm like, I'm done. I can't even.
And basically, the guard's like, "Look, I'm just gonna kill this guy, okay?"
You know, well, he does. Eventually, yeah. It's like you lost it. They kill him. Yeah.
Then you got to start all over again. Yeah, okay. Well, that's pretty much all we got for tonight, guys. We appreciate the fact that you have joined us tonight on this very, very weird and rambling Mac to the Future Go episode, but it's still been kind of fun. I kind of like this, where we just veer off onto other weird topics for...
It's got your name all over it.
It does. Yep. It does.
It does.
Yeah, I can't deny that at all. Yeah, no, it's just that's me, Mr. Ramblin'. I'm like the Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, as the Bob Seger used to sing. Before we go, let's see, Dave, if people wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do it to tell you that you need a haircut? Yeah, freaking hippie.
I know, I need to get a haircut. It's so bad.
June 1st, I think we can get out and finally get someone to cut it.
Good.
In touch with iOS.com is our web. Go on to our website there. Mr. Chuck Joyner is going to be on a show tomorrow, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Yes, and
he's going to agree with me.
And coming up on our 100th episode, this is episode 99. We're bringing 100 episodes next week, so that's pretty exciting. And yes, some president of the Suburban Chicago Apple Users got some exciting things going on with that group too. And we are doing virtual meetings, so I mean, we're going to start trying to advertise and. Tell people, hey, you want to come out and support our group, and you can actually see our content. You come see us. That's myscau.org is that website. And nice. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at DaveG65.
All right. What about you, Mr. Warren?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm, you know where to find me.
You hate to tell you where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nobody needs to know. I barely
care. It's somewhere in the northeast part of the United States.
I care where I don't care where I am. I'm sure nobody else cares where I am, too. So.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. If you'd like to send me an email, it's guy@mymac.com. I am on the Twitters either as MacParrot and or Vert. Or Vert Shark. Beside Carol, I got us a copyright strike on YouTube.
What? Did you?
Yeah, the last My Mac podcast, because I've been putting those up as... Oh, I should remind people, I've been making videos of Gaz and me for the My Mac podcast that we do on the weekends. And he's got like this kind of like close to 30-second Jaws theme. And after I uploaded the last episode, I got this notification from YouTube saying, oh, yeah, well, they're Warner Brothers or Universal, whoever it is that put out Jaws, is all upset because there was like a 30-second clip of Gaz and I talking over John Williams' Jaws theme. And it's like, really? Really? You know, somebody's not going to buy the movie or somebody's not going to buy the soundtrack because they heard that little bit on the My Mac podcast.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shark.
Shark who?
Land Shark.
Land Shark. Almost forgot about that. Okay, well, besides the Mac to the Future live cast, I've also been putting out just a ton of Guy's Daily Drives in both audio and video formats. And if you wait, probably either later tonight, maybe tomorrow, there will be the edited version of the Mac to the Future live cast in both audio and video form available either on the Facebooks or over at vertshark.com, which I am also in the process of revamping. Because it needs revamping. That is such a hideous, looking site. And at one point after I got done, I was like, that looks really great. Now it's like I go to it. It's like, my eyes, they're bleeding.
It's bleeding. It's
my so, face. And if you'd like again. To help me, if you'd like to help support the things that I do, you can buy me a coffee at coffee.com/MacParrot. You can become a Patreon, patreon.com/MacParrot. You can also do a one-time donation, paypal.me/Jaws. MacParrot, there. So that is going to do it for this evening. Thank you all so very, very much for joining us. We really, really do appreciate the fact that you have taken the time to join us right here on the Mac to the Future livecast. And we hope to see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Say goodnight, Dave and Warren.
Goodnight, Dave and Warren.
Yeah, that'll work. Said. Yeah, what he said.